Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I absolutely know after having lived 59 years now is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today I'm going to be talking with you about the story behind my song, The Blessing Song, from the recording Like Christmas All Year Round. I received this particular song on May 20th of 1991, not as a Christmas song, but as a blessing for some friends who had just informed us they were moving away. Such times truly test whether we believe God wastes nothing, right? God does some awesome things for His children, gives us some very incredible and precious gifts. One such gift in my life, in the life of me and Melinda, was allowing us, Melinda and me, to meet our friends Wayne and Kathy Fagala. They had felt God calling them to Oklahoma City to visit our body of believers. They had come simply seeking His will and to check us out. The first time I saw Wayne was at an early morning prayer meeting. I'll never forget the Lord's voice speaking to my heart, "Invite that man over for dinner." I quickly went to him after the meeting and did so. He informed me that he also had a wife and a mother-in-law and wondered if they too could come. That evening, the family arrived along with the children they had at that time, Jessica and Whitney, and there was an immediate knitting of our hearts. We began to talk about the Lord and share our hearts and lives with one another. I guess we must have behaved like long-lost friends because after they left that evening, Kathy's mom, who had come along for dinner, asked Kathy how long we had known one another. When Kathy told her that they had known us only as long as she had herself, her mother just couldn't believe it. She wondered if her daughter was telling her the truth. To this day, I don't know if she ever believed Kathy or not. That's how our friendship began. God gifted us immeasurably with those precious friends. From that time, we have shared our homes, our tears, our laughter, our shoulders, our jokes, our faith, and our common love for Jesus. This song came when we realized God was going to be moving them away in 1991. Because they had enriched our lives and had touched our hearts, this was indeed a very sad day for us. I must admit, I felt hurt and anger for a while. But Father God brought me around and assured me it was really His best and His leading. So He gave me this blessing for them along with the grace to let them go. We sang this over them their last service with us before they moved away. The original words were tailored specifically for them and have been altered to minister to anyone who might hear. The altered words were at the beginning of verse 2. It says this in the original, "May the wife of your youth satisfy beyond all measure." Then at measure 9 of verse 2, "May your children be like arrows in the hand of a warrior. When they're old, may they not depart." Since that time, this song has come to be sung over new members to our body and in weddings and blessing times all over the world. And at the close of many of my own ministry times, I use this song. And since that time, our love and friendship with the Fagalas has transcended time and distance through our common relationship with and by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the blessing of God's presence and the greatness of who He is be showered on you as you sing and as you hear this song. I want to say this as well. I believe one of my highest callings on earth is to bless people. By that, I mean to remind them of who their God is and what a relationship with Him could mean for their lives. Part of blessing someone is to remind them of who and of whose they are, to bestow identity upon them. Just as my Heavenly Father does for me, I strive to do this for my own children and for my own grandchildren. Luke 6:28 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." Romans 12:14 in the New American Standard says this, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse." And remember the great responsibility laid out before us in Proverbs 18:21 in the New American Standard Bible, which says this, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We can bless or we can curse. Guess which one God calls us to do? He calls us to bless. Receive this. It's just the word of God being sung over you.
As the Father so freely gave His Son, and as the Son so freely gave His life and blood, and as the Holy Spirit so freely gives God's grace, so too I would like to give this song as a gift to you this Christmas. This is a blessing. Receive it from my heart. strong, mighty tower, and may He grant to your heart's deepest dreams and desires. May He answer each time you call, and may He pour out the blessing of heaven, and may you cast your cares on Him and daily fall, and may you live to see your children's children, and may Lord Jesus be your all in all, and may the Lord Jesus Christ satisfy beyond all measure, and may the Word light your path, and may His peace guard your heart, and may your days be filled with gladness, joy and peace through any sadness, filled with love that will not depart, and may your strength be renewed like the eagle, and as you run the race, may joy flood every part, may your memories all be sweet in each holiday, and may the peace of Christ rule in your heart. May His goodness and mercy follow after you all your days. And may His mercies be new every morning. And may His grace and Holy Spirit help you stay. Unchanging hand, hold to His hand, and may the Lord answer you in the day of your trouble. May the name of the Lord be your strong, mighty tower, and may He grant you your heart's deepest dreams and desires. May He answer each time you call. Oh, may He answer each time you call.
Father, thank you so much for blessing our lives with your presence. May we never take that for granted in our lives. Thank you for being with us. You are God, you are Emmanuel, the God who is with us. Thank you for blessing us in that way. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 20, verses 1 through 4 says this in the New American Standard Bible. It's a psalm of David. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob set you securely on high. May He send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. May He remember all your meal offerings and find your burnt offering acceptable, Selah. May He grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your counsel. I just sang the word of God over you guys. Psalm 128, 5 and 6 in the New Living Translation says this, may the Lord continually bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper as long as you live. May you live to enjoy your grandchildren. May Israel have peace. Why waste time on cursing others when blessings are what God has called us to bestow on the world around us? We waste far too much time getting our feelings hurt when we could be heaping deep, healing, burning coals of blessings upon even those who curse us. Here's what God's word says about the matter in Proverbs 25, verses 21 through 22 in the New American Standard Bible. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. I guess my challenge to the body of Christ today is this. Be a blessing. Be a blessing to even those who would mock and scorn you for your faith. Not in a condescending way, but in a sacrificial way of laying down your life, laying down your needs for those who need the blessing of Jesus. We can all do that. God will give us grace exactly when we need it. So be the blessing God has called and created you to be today. In fact, let's make this next year a year of conscious blessing to the world around us. And while we're at it, receive God's blessing for yourself. We can do that. He wants to shower us with his blessings. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you can find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my wife, the beautiful Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And guess what? I have some exciting news for you today. For the past 10 years, I've been writing my own daily devotions to help me with the renewing of my own mind and to help me understand more of who God is and what that relationship means to my own identity. Last year, we released a free ebook of the book we're calling Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 1, and it's still a free gift to this day. But I'm so excited to be able to tell you about the release of Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. That's Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. The ebook is now available for $4.99, and the print version is available for $12.99. I can't think of a better way to bless those you love than with the daily reminders of who God is and of what that knowledge means concerning their own identity. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today and pick up a few as gifts for those you think might be blessed by them. I would appreciate that a lot. Of course, as usual, Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 1 will still be available as a free ebook just to say thank you for supporting the work of ministry God has called me to, and that is to remind people of who God is and of what that means for them in this life. I have one more free gift for you today as well. Go to DennisJernigan.com and click on the store button. Once there, you'll find a free song of the month. Just download and be encouraged, and you can do that each and every month. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song, The Blessing Song, from the recording Like Christmas All Year Round, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Thank you once again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.